Kelly Chivica blasts Lisa Murkowski for her vote to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on April 7, 2022. Kelly Chivica, a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Alaska, blasted Reno Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., after she voted to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson's appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court. Murkowski joined Republican Senators Mitt Romney, R.U.T., and Susan Collins, Army, in the 53-47 confirmation vote. Lisa Murkowski has once again disregarded the best interests of her constituents and voted to confirm a leftist nominee who is certain to participate in rulings that are directly harmful to the people of Alaska, Chivica said. Chivica said Murkowski's vote was heartbreaking and offensive because of Judge Jackson's pattern of deviating from federal sentencing guidelines for child sex offenders. Judge Jackson has shown the rules don't apply to her. She will deviate from the sentencing guidelines as she sees fit, even if it hurts children. As a mom of five Alaskan children, it's heartbreaking and offensive to me that Murkowski is supporting Judge Jackson instead of the children of Alaska. Chivica also called attention to Jackson's inability to define woman and her failure to state whether she believes individuals have natural rights in her statement attacking Murkowski. Ketanji Brown Jackson has proven that she will be lenient on child sex abusers, will not distinguish between the two genders, and will not recognize the natural rights of people as laid out in the Declaration of Independence. This is a terrible vote by Lisa Murkowski which will negatively impact Alaska for decades. Chivica said Murkowski has a history of voting for leftist nominees who ultimately harm Alaska's interests under the guise of a historic vote. Murkowski described her vote in terms of how historic it was. And it is undeniable that Jackson's elevation to the court as the first black woman is a milestone, she said. But we have heard this from Murkowski before when she's voted for leftist nominees. Chivica pointed to Murkowski's confirmation votes for Judge Sharon Gleason and Interior Secretary Deb Haaland as an example of this. It's how she described her vote to confirm federal Judge Sharon Gleason, who killed the Willow Oil and Gas Project and halted the construction of the life-saving King Cove Road. And it's how she described her tie-breaking vote to advance the confirmation of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, who has led President Joe Biden's energy-annihilating agenda. Those votes resulted in the loss of thousands of jobs and an unknown number of Alaskan lives. On votes as important as these, philosophy and ideology matter, not just the demographic characteristics of the nominee. Murkowski has now voted to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson. While she opposed the confirmation of Constitutionalist Justice Brett Kavanaugh and filibustered the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, Chivica added, Alaskans are tired of her bowing to her D.C. insider friends and groveling for their approval. When I'm the next senator from Alaska, I will only support solid, constitutionalist nominees.